can't gavel it.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. Once it's slammed, it's done.
Are we alive and well, Esther? Good afternoon, everyone. We'll open the administrative portion of our commission meeting. It's approximately 2:22, and I don't have any opening comments. My colleagues have any opening comments for admin?
I don't.
Okay. With that, I believe we have some items on consent. I would move passage.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So, Alana, we'll start out with Emirates.
Yeah.
The ongoing saga.
Try to give the shorthand version. Emirates is an organization that we have told our companies to use to track renewable credits and retire or whatever. Emirates was organized by interested stakeholders, the Midwest states, and there is a seat for each state and some and other stakeholders on the board of directors. And we have been on the board of directors since the inception. In the beginning, though, for the first 2 years or so, Emirates was not an up and running. I mean, it was an existing entity, but it wasn't managing anything. It simply contracted with Apex to do the administration. Now it is an entity, has an executive director, has HR policies, budgets, da-da-da-da-da-da. So there is more board of director work than there was when you simply renewed the Apex contract whenever it needed to be renewed. And we have had a position on the board, but it is extremely time-consuming. I am holding that position. I did that since Annette left. Annette used to have the position. But I can't give it the time that they expect. And they wrote the letter that you see in September saying, you know, the board position is coming due. It's time. It was for 3 years or something. I think I came on sometime during that 3 years. And the commission then, because the commission was changing at the end of the year, elected to just tell them that, you know, let's have Alana serve again for 6 months. So now it's time for that 6 months to be up, and we need to make some kind of decision about who's going to serve on the board.
But Alana, if I could, though, there was more than just time. Wasn't it we're concerned about conflict of interest? That was more, I think, the time thing I think we can work through, but the conflict of interest is a part that, for my colleagues, I told her before, I think we want to get off this board.
There are certain areas of potential conflict, yes. One is with decision-making of the commission and something that might involve MRETs or the tracking of the renewable credits, which has not come up yet but could come up in a case. Another one is, in my mind, something with simply being a state employee and having an obligation and a fiduciary responsibility on the board of directors of another organization, which is not advisory. The analogy is always drawn to MISO and OMS, but it's totally different because OMS was organized simply as a way to collect thoughts and present them to MISO, not as a way to run MISO, for
example.
Even
OMS will abstain from votes because they might come to us since other factors.
Right. So. And I have abstained from a few votes from in this organization from time to time if the issue seemed to call for that.
But to get to the punchline, I mean, I don't think you should be on the board. You guys had a meeting with Sarah and Public Utilities, and I think, Mike, your position was we shouldn't be on the board either. So I'm comfortable. We've talked to Commerce about it. We've talked to other people about taking this Emirates seat, and nobody seems interested in unless – somebody can say why we really got to be there. I still think, get off.
What value did serving on the board bring to us or to the state?
I don't know that that can be pinpointed. I think the concern has been, because the question of coming off the board has come up before this, and people had asked about various reasons why we may not be interested, including like campaigns and things. The question is whether we feel a need to keep someone on the board who would be being able to verbalize the North Dakota position And I don't know if that is a legitimate concern or a legitimate factor that has enough weight to outweigh the time issues and potential conflict issues. For example, when South Dakota thought we might be dropping off the board, they called and said, could you please stay on the board because this is a staffer called, not a commissioner, you know, because we have like interests and we don't want to be the only one that thinks one way on the Emirates board. I don't really know if there's any merit to that.
Commissions on the board.
Right. Everyone who's participating, every state who's participating has a member on the board.
When they said like interests, can you give me an example of a difference between our like interests and our unlike interests?
Coal versus renewables, perhaps. I mean, coal being a legitimate fuel source that we're not, you know, interested in stopping. Emirates shouldn't have anything to do with whether you use coal or not, but yep. Just the standard differences between North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
You know, there was an issue that came up at one point that the question was whether or not they should track nuclear power credits, and the states weighed in on it. So that's an example.
Again, whether or not they track them, you know, I found myself saying on that issue, and Jerry was there in person because he was down at Mark, found myself saying, well, the purpose of Emirates is to track renewable, and nuclear isn't renewable. But that's like my opinion. That really has like nothing to do with my job, and it shouldn't really matter if they track it or not. And that just is an example of why there's this kind of this dichotomy between staff and our jobs and this Emirates board. It's like kind of illogical to be having to develop an opinion on that question.
Right.
Do they just advise, or are they somehow the final authority on some decisions that we make?
They're not the final. They're the final authority on the number of renewable credits that a company has or has retired or has available. They're the final authority on that. They're tracking the renewable credits.
And they're determining what counts as a renewable credit.
Well, we have state law that talks about what counts as renewable.
Okay.
And that if you need more time, and we could have a short
session. Yeah, I don't want to go on here for 20
right.
minutes. I
mean, because the law and the rules only, the law requires that we track and permits us to participate in a tracking organization. Doesn't require that we participate, but it permits us. And then the rules designated Emirates.
Mike, do you got something that looks you might be itching to say?
Well, we appointed Emirates as administrator to keep track of these renewable energy credits that are generated and acquired, sold, whatever. And a big part of that was so that there was an independent agency, an independent group doing that. But a big part of it was just priority of work. I mean, we could do that ourselves, but we don't want to do that. We don't want to spend time counting credits and counting when credits are expired or when they're sold. So for me, it's just totally a resource question. What benefits, great question, what benefits do we get out of Emirates? That's what we get. We get somebody that counts credits and takes credits off the books when they expire. When they get outside the bounds of that, beyond what we've ordered them to do, then that's really not of any value to us. I don't wanna evaluate the environment each year and what we should be doing about it, which is part of the director. If I'm on the board of directors, I sign this thing that I'll do these things.
And that's why we don't want our general counsel or potentially staff members doing those things.
I've sat in on the meetings time and time again, and there's lots of talk, and I'm telling you I don't see any value in it. and I don't want our staff to spend any time on it. But if you guys feel differently, we'll put somebody on it and we'll participate. But every state there is represented there. Some of them are probably all of them are talented people. We don't need to occupy one more chair. This is what we want out of them is not that difficult. It's
all right.
Counting credits for each unit, getting rid of credits when they expire or used, providing that information in a certified format so the transactions can occur. I don't want to manage. I don't want to manage a company with on state salary dollars, basically.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you wanted some more time to digest this, I don't think we have to decide this second. But unless you do know where you're at,
I think we should participate. It looks to me like 12 to 15 board meetings a year. That's more than one a month. That's a lot.
Oh, yes, and they're longer than the theoretical 2 hours.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of homework you're supposed to do.
As you can imagine, right. 2 hours requires
okay.
a lot more than 2 hours.
I think we have concurrence on the commission. Get rid of it. Move on.
Yep.
Move on.
Okay, we'll
so send a letter, put my name on the bottom of it, and tell them we're out of this thing.
Okay.
Easy day.
Thanks.
Okay. See, that previous commission that was here, we could never get to a decision, so I thank you, too. That. All right. Legal intern, Alana. Thanks, Mike and Alana.
I think that's actually Daryl's item, and I think, Daryl, that you passed out the job ad, but you had some other things to talk about? Money or something?
Yeah, I did draft that vacancy announcement as directed. I do have some concerns about the dollars at this point. We do have some money this biennium, but I'm not sure what happens next biennium. I know that HMRS has a intern fund that they have, and they have some money in it yet for this biennium, but they're not sure where they are next biennium.
So what did you figure out as a worst-case scenario, if you will, if that's the term, from what it would cost us for July and August to pay an intern? We got the money for June, probably.
Yeah, we do.
What about July and August?
July, we're looking at $15 an hour. We could do June and July.
Okay, because I just wanted to, because I told Daryl myself that unless there was something we were missing, I thought it was a worthwhile investment to get an intern for the summer. So if it's okay with you two, and we'd even talked about maybe even a second intern.
I'm curious, and Josh, you may have to step forward, but can we get creative? I know we have salary dollars now. Can we pay them differently than hourly? Can we say a monthly or a summer stipend and pay them in June?
Grab a mic, Josh, if you're talking.
No.
No, it has to be hourly per month.
Yes.
All right.
It has to be hourly to avoid any potential litigation, Fair Labor Standards litigation, and to do the workers' comp and all of that other stuff correctly.
Oh, I suppose. You can't pay them a summer stipend. Okay.
The stipend, if I can come through the HMRS fund that they have for internships, so it's partial, you know, so, and that is a stipend fund that we could use.
And we will use that?
We would apply for that, yes. Okay. And it's partial. It's not the whole thing, obviously, but it's partial.
Okay. But I wanted to make sure that you two are both okay with an intern. And maybe we could put a max on, you know, if we get to where we spent more than $4,000 in that period that their time is done, if we could do something like that. Okay. Well, I appreciate your concerns, Josh. We'll either hire the intern and we'll figure it out.
Well, they're legitimate questions, especially where we're going to put them. But I assume we have space in place. And you're comfortable with a salary through beyond July?
I can't guarantee anything.
But we always have the capability that if we bring the intern in for the summer of June and we're into July and things don't look perfect, the intern can be let go.
Yes.
That's the work. Yeah, so I just think getting the interns with us. We've always said good luck with the interns.
Jim just
Ryan can make that request to the emergency commission.
It's not a problem. I just think we just want to make sure that we agree on the interns because we've always had good luck with them. And I think it's a well-placed investment.
I will continue pursuing that, though.
Andy, is that okay with you?
It's fine with me.
All right. Fair enough. And the last one for discussion, the unless we add something, Daryl was going to give us an update on the, and I wouldn't necessarily call it Keystone noise concerns. It's not so much that. It's just the commission asked for just a general update on, or not update, a fact-finding mission of giving us some background on how we get the noise standards and getting some people to come in and talk to us about it. So it's not related to Keystone. It's just general noise concerns is the way I understood what we talked about before.
Just a couple of comments. I know we have the work session on April 9th. Sarah has done some research on this as well. I have made some contacts. We were waiting on some information from NARUC on some studies that have been done on noise from NARUC. Haven't received those yet. Did talk with the health department just in terms of occupational noise issues. It's not all submitted in a report yet, which hopefully we'll all get put together. The question I guess I had was in regard to the sound expert. I don't know if we are looking or wanting to go further and try to find a sound expert.
Well, Pat came up with the dollars that were available on that, and I thought we were going to proceed down that road is what I thought. Find somebody that's could come in and tell us all about sound and how they get to different less levels. So I believe that's where we were headed down that road.
Well, you know, in 3 months here, I think this is going to be one of the big new things moving forward. It seems to be where concerns and complaints are coming from now. You know, so many other environmental things seem to be kind of establishing themselves. And where we've had the complaint, we all seem to be throwing up our hands and saying, yeah, I don't know how to regulate it. I don't know how to monitor. I don't know how to evaluate it. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something that isn't going away. We're going to have more and more of these issues, and I don't think it's a situation where we want to cut corners on. I think we need to get some good expertise and learn more about this and decide whether the EPA model is just what we're going to go with, and as long as they don't cause noise above that number of decibels, we're just fine with it. Or are we going to have our own state standard? And I sure have no idea what the answer is without some expertise.
Well, then, so let's...
I will pursue looking for a state or an expert on
but now, this. Julie, did you have a desire to have this before the April work session?
I
if
did.
Possible. So yeah. let's drop that down to schedule. Let's whatever we can get for information exchange before that April 9th work session would be helpful. So let's do that. And then that doesn't mean that we can't find out what it costs to bring a sound expert in and give us some input on it after that point, if we can get him in ahead of time, because Pat laid the dollars amount. And if you come up with an estimate, then let us know. So let's drop that down to scheduling. Okay. That's all that I had for discussion, unless Randy or Julie had something to add. Okay, let's get right to scheduling, and then we can get into our informals. Formal hearing, MDU Natural Gas Pipeline, Morton County. Sarah.
She's not here.
So, Patrick.
I have the dates, though, that she has been contacting everybody to see dates that might be available for the other parties for a hearing and check with the commissioner's schedule. April 30th, May 1st, May 3rd, May 8th.
Okay, let's do one at a time. April 30th is good by me. Randy and Julie?
I just note that the Williston Basin Petroleum Council big meeting that is in Regina is the 30th, 1st, 2nd, so I don't know if any of you are planning to go to that at all. But
I went to when it's in town, but I won't go up there probably. Were you going to go? Or?
Well, I think an even bigger issue is that the 30th, we could be closing out the legislative session. Our whole budget for the next 2 years could be in play.
Okay.
And I think, you know, if we have some alternatives a little later that's beyond their 80th scheduled day, I think we should look at one of those first.
All right. So what's the latest that Sarah had down? April or May 2nd?
I have May 1 is, might as well be April 30th, I guess. So May 3rd, May 8th.
got a commission meeting May 8th. May 3rd, Randy, does that still meet the intent, or could they still be going on down there?
I'm not sure of that schedule.
Okay. Do you have something after May 8th, Pat?
June 12 or 13. May 29th is a possibility.
How about this? Could we do it the afternoon of May 8th and not have an informal that day? Just start at 1:30, and then we'll go till we're done? It's only across the river, so it's not like it's that far. We got to travel anywhere.
Yeah.
MDU is sitting here.
Want to do is check to see how many of our notices of opportunity are coming due before May 8th. I could check that out pretty quick, though.
Well, we could always do informals. We could do informals at 11:30 and 12. I mean, we could do lots of things. I'd just like to get these hearings scheduled sooner than later.
Sure.
And we're looking out this far because we're required to by the notice of some sort?
Right.
Okay. So the soonest we could do it was end of April.
April 30th was the soonest.
Okay. Does the company have any desire for us to move quickly?
Yes, they do. Well, but let's go back to May 2nd, just one more time. I mean, if we go May 2nd, I know there might be some legislative concerns, but it's a Thursday, and if we need to get someone back here quickly, we can send back one commissioner to do it. We don't need all three of us to come back, and two of us can continue with the hearing. That's like
May 3rd.
May 3rd, then. Yeah. Even better yet. Would that work, Randy, if we need
to? I think it does.
So let's if that's okay with you, Julie, let's just do that.
Friday, May 3rd.
May 3rd, do it in the morning.
Okay.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
And if we do need to dispatch Task Force Crispin to the North Dakota State Senate, we can do that. Okay.
Yeah, we do have a director's meeting at 9 o'clock, but
we'll move that to the day before.
Okay.
Alana, MidCon.
So May 3rd we chose?
May 3rd, yep, 9 o'clock. Mid-Continent, you got some dates for us, you said?
Their dates were the end of May, 28th to the 31st, because they were waiting for session to be done.
Well, 28th? They're both good for me, for Andy and Julie?
Both good for me.
Jules?
Or any day in between, I mean, that week, I think. They said that week would do
May 28th or 29th or any day in between?
No, I thought you said 31, so I didn't know what you were saying. Those were both good.
I'm saying those two are good, but the 30th is not good, and the 31st is not good. But Julie's
20th? I would vote for the 29th.
Okay. That work for you, Randy? There you have it. What time, Alana?
Whatever you want.
10 o'clock?
Okay.
And what are they going to tell us? What's going on in the world of the continent?
I think so, and it's like meet the commissioners and I don't know.
Okay.
Meet and greet. Meet, greet, and update. I don't know.
Like a pie meeting.
Like a pie meeting, yeah. I actually used that example when he contacted me because it was the day of the otter tail pie. So.
Okay. All right. MISO briefing, Northern Area and Manitoba Study. Mr. Lean, we asked them to come back and give us the update based on what we learned about potential displacement of North Dakota resources.
This is just going to be a briefing for a couple hours, probably. We were looking at late April, early May. So I was actually hoping I could get you to give me like a couple dates.
Okay. How about May 7th or May 9th for Randy and colleagues, Randy and Julie? Around
work for me.
Okay.
Is it an all day or we could do morning?
2 hours, probably.
I think you can choose either morning or afternoon, but 2 hours.
Okay. The 9th, I need to be in Fargo that evening, but I could do it in the morning.
Morning of the 9th.
I don't know. How about May 7th?
May 7th. I'm tied up May 7th.
Okay. Why don't you give them late in the day, the 8th, too, if that would work for... We got a commission meeting that day, but we could do like at 3 o'clock or something.
The 8th wasn't good for NSP.
Okay.
They wanted to send somebody.
All right. We'll shoot for the 9th, Jerry, and if that doesn't work to them, then
okay.
Back.
So we'll go for the morning of the 9th?
Yep. Whatever time they'd want. As long as they're done by noon.
That works for me.
Huh?
That works for me.
Okay. Morning of the 9th.
Okay. Anything else for the
noise work session?
Oh, thank you, Daryl. When, how quick can you have it together?
I can have it together by early next week.
Thanks, Daryl. So next week is April.
April Fool's?
April 3rd. Any, Julie, you anything going on the 3rd?
Nope. 3rd looks open.
Any of the 3rd?
I'm good.
How about the 3rd, Daryl?
Sounds good.
Do you want to do it in the morning or afternoon?
Either morning or earlier afternoon.
1:30?
1:30.
Guess we got morning testimony or something. 1:30? Okay, there you have it. All right. So, what's that?
Sorry, Earth Harvest Mills hearing. I didn't get it on the agenda.
Oh, yes.
The late filing of it, but the request for formal hearing.
Okay, so let's provide the background again here quickly. We've got a request from Earth Harvest Mills for a formal hearing that is outside the window that law provides, but we can still do that. I'm looking at the attorneys.
Yes, the window, okay, first of all, people can ask for a hearing, and you or they can have a hearing. You don't have to give them a hearing, but you're entitled to give anybody a hearing whenever you ask or they ask. The window in the law is a window, but it is more of a requirement on the commission that if he had asked for a hearing within the window, you can't delay his hearing. He's entitled to ask and have one fairly quickly because you have issued that cease and desist ex parte. Right. Now, granted, he did not ask for it, but apparently he is now. It is within your discretion whether or not to grant it. If you do grant it, he gets a minimum of 20 days plus 3 days for service by mail notice. However, he can waive that in writing and have the hearing as soon as, if he's willing to have it sooner, he can have it sooner. Okay. But the 15-day is really a requirement on the commission that if an entity wants a hearing, you can't just say, oh, I'll give it to you 6 months from now.
And what was his window of time for when he was supposed to have requested this after he got the cease and desist?
It's a 15-day, so it'd be the middle of March. And we had said to him in the cover letter, I believe, that if you want a hearing, let us know as soon as you can so it can get scheduled as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because if you wait till the 15th day and you expect it the next day, that might not work for the commission.
Mm-hmm. Well, Randy, it's your portfolio.
He would be the one who I would think, you know, he wants it after Friday because that's his big meeting. But I would think he wants it as quickly as possible after that. And so can we just let Sue kind of work with him? And as far as I'm concerned, anytime, as long as she runs it by us and makes sure that we don't have a conflict? Or do we want to commit to a date and just stick to it?
I'm fine with what you just said.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think we should give him the hearing if he wants it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The question then is, we got to get a law judge, right?
It would be helpful, unless one of you wants to run the thing.
Is that legal, Alana?
I don't think that's. I would recommend a law judge because I think you may have a lot of foundation questions, business document questions, things like that.
Okay, so that'll probably be the challenge. And who will pay for this?
We have to pay the law judge if we get one. Yes.
Oh, pay. I thought you said paper.
Yeah, no.
We
would have to take it out of operating.
Right.
Can I just ask one question here? He's asking for a hearing because we talked a lot about a hearing in our meeting the other day. Perhaps he mostly wants to correct some information that he feels was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is a hearing required for that? And could we just have an informal hearing or a work session?
We can, but take this opportunity and indulge these other parties for 1 minute. The informal hearings are great when you don't expect any dispute of fact. Okay? If you have a dispute of fact, informal hearing is no good whatsoever and may as well not have been held because you have to have the facts sworn to and subject to cross-examination. And in this case, think you might be wasting your time with an informal hearing.
Okay.
I think you want record evidence one way or the other on this case.
Fair enough. Does that answer your question? Okay. All right, so let's get a budget estimate. Do you have that at the top of your head, what it would cost to get a law judge?
It's an hourly rate.
We're talking $2,000 might do this thing?
Oh, yes. I don't think that it's – we don't publish a notice. It's just goes to him. We would craft a notice and hopefully he will waive in writing. So he'll get his notice, but he'll also waive in a letter any further longer notice.
Okay, do you need us to, after we're done with these informals, to have another meeting to do something to get this taken care of, to acknowledge this? Or we can do all that once?
I didn't think of that question, and I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, let's table that one.
You do have to sign the notice, yes. So perhaps it wouldn't hurt. We can get in touch with him while you're doing the informals, and we might have it ready to go. Then you can sign it after.
Now we can schedule a special tomorrow.
You can leave this open till then if you want.
Okay. All right. Does that answer your question, Susan?
It does. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Nope. All right. With that, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting.